Okay, Mom said to meet her at the beginning of the trail. I'm guessing this is where she meant...
Whoa! I've never been back here before. It's really amazing.
Yeah, this is beautiful. It's so peaceful.
I used to come out here a lot when I was younger. Mom loves this place. My parents and I would have picnics and sit over here on this... Oh, hey, Mom.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Kinsey.
Glad you found me. It is gorgeous out here, isn't it?
It really is cool. But what does this have to do with our questions about God?
Gabe told us we're going to figure out why we believe, if we believe. How does this help us?
Well, Lizzie, I thought we needed to start at the beginning. And this is one of the best places I could think of to start.
Well, I'm glad we're here. I could sit here for hours.
So could I, Jen. But why? What makes this such a wonderful place to sit?
I like the sounds. You can hear the birds and the wind and the insects in the creek.
And everywhere I look, there's something interesting to see. Trees over here, animals over there, water in the creek.
Yes, and just being here gives me a glimpse of God.
What? I don't see anyone else. What do you mean you see God?
God is the creator. He made every little detail around us. He placed the rocks for the water to rush over. He pushed the land together so this trail could be created in just this spot. He colored the leaves on the trees so they would blend together and be pleasing to our eyes.
He gave the birds their song and made the trees their home.
That's it, Jen. The Bible tells us that God created the heavens and the earth. Noticing creation like this helps us to know more about God. What can you learn about God from looking around you?
Well, this is a great big world, so he must be a great big God.
He sure is creative.
Yeah, and if he cares this much about the details, like the color of the leaves or the songs the birds sing, then he must really care about me.
He does, Lizzie. He cares very much about you, and his creation tells us about him.